Portland, what is happening? How are you guys doing this evening? Yeah, all right. My name is Andrew Jupin.
My name is Chris Cabin.
Eric Siska.
Steven Sadat.
And we are We Hate Movies from New York City. Thank you so much for coming out tonight.
That was a Sammy Hagar video, right?
Yeah, that was Sammy Hagar, man.
That was Van Halen less?
Yeah, it's Van Halen less.
Like, let.
No, he did the bass solo, man.
Van Halen was doing the bass solo for that song. Really?
Yes.
I like that.
Little known fact, Sammy Hagar, 5-time Golden Bicep champion.
Ooh. How many people are watching that video rooting for Hagar? None of you, right?
You want Stallone taken down a peg for once.
Just for once. That's also classic. We're making this like months after the movie's been made. Because he's got some sort of mullet that is not present in the movie. So you gotta come back and do what?
And the song is saying winner takes it all. So does Hagar get like the truck and the kid or something?
Yeah.
Is that canon?
I do believe so, Eric.
It's totally canon, dude. He got custody of that gross kid. Oh, wow.
And then he ground him into tequila, I think.
You ever have any of that tequila?
What, kid tequila?
Yeah, yeah.
Sammy Hagar's kid tequila. When you need to get your kids good and drunk.
Yeah, man. Eat the worm.
You better eat that worm, Junior.
That's a kid worm.
This movie?
Yeah, so wait, real quick, how many of you... Yeah, we'll get to this movie. I know you got an itch to scratch.
I do.
How many of you guys are familiar with the program we run on the internet? One dude was like, oh yeah! I like that. Well, for those of you who are here for the first time, maybe on an awkward first date, we like to say maybe someone tricked you into coming.
Yeah. An insurance scheme.
Oh, total scam.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys all owe us money for a boat afterwards. We're also wrapped up in our own scam. We're a comedy show that likes to take a bad movie and just sort of make fun of it for a little bit, right? So just make fun of people that were involved in it.
Kick it around a little bit.
Yeah, right? These are just movies.
Yeah, have fun with it.
Right, so the movie in question, Over the Top, from 1987, which was a grand year for filmmaking, directed by Israeli super producer Menachem Golan.
He owned the Cannon Group.
Running the Cannon Group. Him and his cousin.
Globus.
Johann Globus, whatever that dude's name was.
I don't know.
Listen, basically, any like bad Chuck Norris movie that was made between like 1979 and 1991, these dudes produced it.
Right. And then after 91, it was Mattress Mac.
Mattress Mac took over. Yeah, well, you know, that's what happens when you have a lot of debt.
So I think this movie needs to start with a scroll because I don't get professional arm wrestling.
No!
Like, I need someone to explain to me, like, you know, like, cockfighting, sure, I get that.
Yeah. That's fighting. Easy. That's like two steps in cockfighting. Yeah. Put cock in ring, fight to death.
Bullfighting, yep. Dogfighting, get arm wrestling, not so much.
But, like, are we sure? It's definitely a real sport.
Yeah, there's an international arm wrestling federation or something.
Which we confirmed this. We confirmed this in the green room like 10 minutes ago.
There is real professional
arm wrestling.
But is Bill Simmons gonna be sending like a guy for Grantland to go and like
no,
at an arm's length the loneliness
an arm's
of arm
length?
Wrestling.
Oh yeah, Grantland, the now defunct, but the site for pop culture and arm wrestling.
Yeah. No, I think arms wrestling is in Craigslist.
Oh okay, yeah.
You can read all about it.
Looking for male to fight other male. Arms only wrestling. So this movie starts with a song by Bon Jovi's cousin, Ron Jovi.
Yeah.
I mean, the music in this movie is utter trash.
You got some Kenny Loggins, man.
Kenny Loggins, sure.
Why would you...
What, is he local? What was that?
Why would you start such a silly movie with such a sincere song?
It's like dramatic rock music.
Yeah, and it's like the American landscape, and it's a movie about two sweaty guys holding hands and fighting.
The American dream. The American dream.
That's I don't know what is more American than chugging bad beer, constantly smelling like stale cigarettes and arm wrestling people for money.
Yeah, and taking a shower in a sink.
Oh, yeah. We get like kind of a sexy hobo shower in the beginning.
It's nice.
Yeah, he's just like, you know.
He doesn't even get a sink. It's the hose with his truck.
Yeah. I clean myself with the same hose I clean my truck. And so we're cutting between this hobo shower, this hosing off, and he's like cleaning the rig, and you're like, what could he possibly care this much about the rig for? Well, it's his little son's military school third grade graduation.
Yeah, what is this? It's like an ROTC.
It's
thing?
Terrifying.
It's elementary school, military school.
Is that a thing? Like,
no, I don't think it is.
No, that definitely is a thing. That's like the kid in Child's Play 3 goes to one of those.
Oh, so remember, it's a real thing.
We confirmed that backstage right before we came out.
Right before, remember?
Yeah, Child's Play 3.
So he shows up because he wants to be like a spiffed up truck driver. Is he has a denim shirt and a tie? And just why bother, man?
That's what we call a truxedo.
Complete with suspenders that he found at some gas station bathroom.
Yeah, they were like, it was a cigarette machine, and it was like six rows of cigarettes, and then at the end of the sixth row, it was like trucker fancy suspenders.
Easy suspenders.
Oh, yeah, totally. If you could have a clip-on tie version of suspenders, that's what this dude was buying.
I thought they were from the movie Fist. Remember that movie?
Oh, no, F-I-S-T, you mean?
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's a Stallone movie where he wears suspenders and, like, does, like, union shit, I feel like.
Yeah, he busts up.
Is he busting up the unions or is he bringing them together?
No, he's pro-union.
Yeah,
he's pro-union.
Yeah.
And is he, like, punching other hands or something?
Yeah, I think so.
You gotta watch it, man, when we're in public and you're like, you ever see that Fist, the movie?
You gotta be more specific.
Some dude in the back was like, oh, they're on to me. So he looks like garbage, and
he looks great. He's Sylvester Stallone. He's cut out of marble. Yeah.
It's very like he's still like long faced Stallone. It's before the juicing.
When he was sad? Well, you're sad.
No, like narrow face, not like
not a sad clown.
Right, they haven't pumped him up yet, right?
No, he doesn't have like bull semen inside his arms or.
What is that shit? HBH Junior?
HBO.
I got HBO in my arms. Wow. It's not TV, it's destroying my testicles.
You know what a great sequel would be, like one of his opponents that he defeats, like his son wants to become an arm wrestling man, then it's like a Creed movie, right?
Yeah, totally.
Take him under the wing and it's just like, "Oh, you got it. Oh, I got cancer in my arm."
Your arm wrestling stories are out there. All the arm wrestling stories are on that back wall.
All the arm wrestlers I love are dead.
I think most of them are.
Yeah.
We'll get to that a little dead people.
So many dead people. It's almost as bad as professional wrestlers.
So,
like those full body wrestlers.
The thing is, he's trying to pick up his son to drive him across country to see his mother. He's been estranged for literally no reason. We never get a read on why that is or why we broke up.
I think it's one of those things where the movie is like, you fill in your own blanks.
Oh.
Well, didn't Robert Loggia like imply that it was like he had dealt drugs or something?
Yes, I did. I'm going to tell all sorts of lies to turn my grandson against.
But Stallone says it's lies, but man, it's probably true.
No, I think it's one of these things where... No, because Robert Loggia, who plays the grandfather, is like, he owns a trucking company, so he's risen above just driving the rig. Like, he's this billionaire. He's a very successful businessman. Yeah. He lives in Bel Air, and he hates his rotten son-in-law. So I think it's a thing where he's just making up a bunch of shit to trash talk.
I got a new rug and you ruined it. Get out of my house forever.
I think that's what it was.
That's all it took?
Yeah, that's it, man. He's got a short fuse.
Holy shit, you're telling me.
He's got a real short fuse.
Get your hand off my organ farm.
Oh, you know what? Nailed it. That's what all of this motivation is.
When I need a kidney, I lent him Reanimator and he didn't rewind it.
I'm out of here.
Left the back porch lights on again.
So he misses the graduation like a good deadbeat dad would.
Mm-hmm. Good on ya.
He pulls the rig. This is what's great is there's so many sexy shots of like him polishing the rig, getting it nice and shiny. Ooh. And then cut.
Hey, I'm watching the movie up here.
And then you just get to this like gated school, and the car or the truck just looks like shit again. So I think like he washed it in the desert, but then continued driving it in the desert.
Yeah.
I just had to drive it through this farm real quick.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like he took like a bad detour or something. Oh, it's a shortcut.
And the guy at the gate is like, what do you want, money? Like, he's, no, my son's in there. He's like, you need cash?
He goes,
are you okay?
Deliveries are in the back.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I'm here to attend the graduation ceremony. You might not believe this, but check out these suspenders. So, like, the colonel calls this kid into the office, and he's like, hey, little boy. he says it just like that.
Yep.
He's like, hey, your dad's here to take you home. This kid, who sucks, just goes, I have no father.
Well, no, even better, let me see ID, which is a really good idea.
Yes.
Always a great idea. You want identification? You can't be like, oh, they both have black hair, father and son. Sounds good to me.
Well, this like army colonel is just ready to pass this kid
yeah,
along.
Exactly.
They both have teeth.
Yeah.
So maybe.
Checks out. Which is, that's making the army look bad, right?
Yeah, it does.
But it's not the real army, is it? I mean, I don't know what this is. Is this like Black Ops? Are they raising these kids for something?
Yeah,
Black
dude. He's like
school?
He's like a little Jason Bourne.
Oh, wow.
Or those, yeah, or those mutant kids in Logan.
No.
Oh, yes. I'm glad you pointed at me when you said Logan.
Hey, hey, what's the one with the mutant kids? Hey, hey.
He loves mutant kids, man.
I do.
For just 10 cents a day. $10 a month, Steve Zadek's Mutant Kids.
Oh, man.
So, whatever. He doesn't want to go with this dad, and it's this whole thing where, like, I just thought we'd take a couple days driving my truck, and you have no clothes packed whatsoever. And we're going to go to the hospital to see your ailing ma.
But I got to pick up this truckload of brute first.
Dude.
Yeah, I know your mom. It's a little dicey with your mom, but we got a bunch of mafia cologne in the back that we got to get.
Only the mafia would need a truck full of brute delivery. Because how much brute is flying off the shelf? Well, it is 1987.
Well, now the question is it a bunch of boxes of brute or one big, like, gallon jug of brute?
Oh, I think
with
it's
like a spigot.
Yeah. A swish.
Yeah, I gotta drive this car carefully. All this unsealed brute might fall all over the place.
We're gonna deliver it to a few swimming pools in Beverly Hills.
Oh, ew.
But it does bring to mind, though, the product placement in this movie. A movie about professional arm wrestling. There is a ton of ad space going around.
Yeah.
It's kind of impressive.
Well, it is a canon picture.
Yeah, that dude swindled a ton of people. Like, yeah. Millions of people will see this movie. Yeah. Oh, theatrical release? Definitely. 3,000 screrens opening weekend.
What I'm saying is Rocky, boxing was nothing before Rocky. Arm wrestling is nothing before Over the Top. Now look at boxing. Now look at arm wrestling.
It didn't exactly skyrocket, I don't think.
No,
it didn't set the arm wrestling world on fire.
It was already burning to the ground.
I still don't believe there is an arm wrestling world. This is like hillbilly fantasy. This is like folklore. Like, you hear about it here and there in a truck stop, but you never see it.
Well, Wait a second. Hang on, though. Show by round of applause. How many of you know the confirmed existence of professional arm wrestling? Okay. Look at that.
And how many people don't know that? See?
Hey, fair enough.
Well, arm wrestling is so...
It's fake. It's confirmed to be fake now.
It's so prevalent in this fictional world. He can't have lunch with his son without some guy breathing down his neck. It's like, hey, you're Lincoln Hawk, right? You want to go in the back and arm wrestle pseudo-professionally?
This is one of my favorite scenes.
He honestly gets cruised.
He's a high...
He does.
He's just trying to eat. So he's like trying to impress this kid. And he's like, you know, I know the truck stop with the best steak on this particular highway. And this kid's like, whatever, scumbag. Let's get this over with. And so they're sitting at this diner. He's getting some, like, flirtations going on with the waitress that's there. They're best friends.
Oh, yeah, they're pals.
Of course.
And this guy just comes up and he's like, you hawk? And Stallone
is smelling all the brute on him.
Yeah, dude, of course he is.
There's only one brute hauler on this highway, and it's me.
This guy's emanating brute. It must be him.
We didn't mention his name is Lincoln Hawk in this movie.
But I don't think the movie ever really knows that.
No, it doesn't.
Because he's called Hawks.
Yep.
Link.
Yep.
Link Hawks.
Yep.
Link Hawk.
Yep.
And then just Hawk.
Dude, yeah. He's got that many aliases? Guy's done some shady shit, man.
If you have that many aliases, you might be a professional arm wrestler. So this dude's like, yeah, you want to go? And Stallone gives this eye roll, which is amazing. It's one of these like, here we go again. I'm so fucking popular on this circuit.
Look, pal, I'm just trying to eat lunch with my son. I can't be arm wrestling people left and right. You want a picture? You want to take a picture?
That'll be $10. It's a living. Yes. But he like immediately is like, all right, let's do this.
Yeah.
And we get the first of several turn in that baseball.
Oh, right. Right. Yeah.
Which is awesome.
That means you're serious.
Mm-mm, that's good eating. Mm.
But the back room is like made up for arm wrestling. It says there's like a welcome to Las Vegas or we'll see you in Las Vegas. See you in Vegas. There's like shimmery things that everyone's ready for it. Everybody knows.
Well, if this was the first level of like a Street Fighter-esque video game,
yes.
This is like the first stage on the tour. Mm-hmm. And you know that you're making your way crisscrossing the Southwest.
Wait, well, the military academy, that was Guile.
Yeah. You had to arm wrestle Colonel Guile.
Well, it kind of looks like a welcoming luncheon for like all the arm wrestlers.
Yeah, oh, they're just getting into town.
It's like a convention.
Oh, hi there. Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm from Nevada.
If you're a professional arm wrestler, this is the biggest weekend of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Yeah.
Or at least your year. This particular year.
No, probably
right?
Their
fiscal
life.
Year. Yeah.
Probably their life.
Professional arm wrestlers don't go by fiscal years, but it's an FYI. That's a whole lot of under the table dealings. But don't yeah, of course, there's like, there's, oh, that, and that's the great line that he says too. He goes, set up the table. Yes. And there's like 20 dudes that know exactly what he means by set up the table, which it's just a cocktail table with this like arm wrestling setup on it.
Sure.
Including elbow pads and a pole for your other arm.
Yeah, the fact that you could brace yourself to the table, it's amazing.
This is professional shit.
This is professional shit.
Yes. What?
So the amateur stuff seems harder.
I think so.
You think there's like a racket of like the professional company that like brands the arm wrestling peg that you hold on to?
Yeah, totally.
It's Spalding.
Spalding definitely makes it.
Yeah, okay.
And you can pay sponsorship, like Brute is like along the front of it. So when someone's watching this on closed circuit television, they're like, oh, Brute had some money in this.
Narcotics Anonymous right there. A lot of crossover.
Got a gambling problem?
So he beats this guy arm wrestling, right?
That's Smasher. He beats Smasher.
He beats Smasher.
And Bob Bull Hurley, who's the star of the film.
Rest in peace.
Is like, I guess, going diner to diner looking for people to be arm wrestling with, I guess?
That's what you do. Guys, this is the life.
Okay.
If you're a professional arm wrestler, you wander the American Southwest looking for arms to wrestle.
Okay. I think he smelled brute off the highway. And he just turned right off.
Oh, shit, I'm leaking.
I want that cutaway scene of Bob Bull Hurley driving a truck like... and like this huge rig pulls into this diner suddenly.
It kills 75 people.
Oh, totally.
That's dark.
It sure is, dude. Wow.
ISIS.
Oh, that's awful.
ISIS road truckers?
That's it.
That's it. That's the one.
Bravo.
Good work.
So he arm wrestles this. What's his name? Yeah. Crasher? Crusher?
Smasher.
Oh, sorry. Listen, I was close enough.
Well, you know Crasher and Crusher and Smasher and Smitcher.
Breaker, Dismembler, and I don't want.
But do you recall the most professional arm wrestler of all?
Hark the deadbeat father.
Yes.
This movie's great.
Yes, it's a good movie.
So Robert Loggia goes in and like tears this general limb from limb. He's like, you're fucking incompetent. He's like, thank me for my service, I guess.
That's the thing.
No, you're a four-star general.
This
not
dude,
three. Keep
this
talking.
Dude does not respect the troops. That's the thing. He doesn't support them at all.
No, he does not.
He dresses this general down only because he's of the status of I have a lot of money due to trucking empire. Mm,
yes. And mafia.
Yes.
Well, mostly trucking mafia. Empire, which that mafia, is, that's just rolled right into
because
it.
He's got a goon. When you've got goons, it's not just trucking.
Two goons.
He's got like he's got a brain goon and a brawn goon.
Ooh.
That's very smart of him. You want both of those.
Yeah, and the brawn goon, as somebody just pointed out, is Terry Funk. Do you know what Terry Funk's real name is?
Terry Funk.
It's
Terrence
than...
Funk.
Man,
that's
the
a real
family,
name, man.
Huh?
That guy was born Terrence Funk.
That's pretty cool.
There is a birth certificate with two little handprints that says Terrence Funk on it.
John Carl Funk, you will be hung by the neck until dead.
Well, he also has freelance goons, as we find out later.
Yes, yeah.
It's not just these two.
Well, you need the goons for hire. They're the goons that are in your inner circle, who you're sending, like, Christmas cards to, right? They're with you, like, day to day.
And their names are probably on the checks for the freelance goons in case things go south.
Yeah, exactly. It's either them or cash.
Yeah, because they're doing a lot of kidnapping, and I don't think they have the guts for
it. No, again, those are people with jobs that have no fiscal year.
So we're driving around. We decide he wants to impress his son, so he's like, hey, let's sleep on the side of the road. I don't have time or money. I'm not going to splurge for a motel. And I just sort of kidnapped you, but let's just sleep in the truck on the side of the road.
Which this is bone chilling. They're driving to California from maybe Canada. It's not really said.
Yeah.
But it's a you use your imagination kind of a thing. So I imagine like wherever they're going, I mean, they're making their way to like Bel Air-ish kind of area, right? So it's like Northern California. He pulls over on the side of the road. Right, we'll get there in the morning. Mm-hmm. They're sleeping with the windows rolled down. The kid like has his head on the windowsill. What a perfect time, dude. It's 1987 for the Zodiac Killer to come out of hiding.
Oh, man. Out of retirement? One last job?
And he just goes up and fucking shoots these guys in the head.
He's just driving around like, I don't know, Zodi. It seems pretty risky.
Yeah. He's one of the best bullet wrestlers. He also did knife work, right?
Yeah, he did.
He was known for
knife
and
work
rope
as well,
work.
Eric.
Some knife work.
He's like, all right,
you gotta respect it like a chef. All
right, if I go to the storage shed and get my stuff out of mothballs and they're still sleeping on the side of the road, then that means God wants me to kill them.
That's the thing. That's the sign.
Yeah.
That's the sign, Zodi. Also, by the way, if the protagonist and his little child protagonist were murdered 20 minutes into the movie, that's pretty cool. Because then I think it just falls back to Robert Loggia. It's him and the Terry Funk adventures.
The Terry Funk mysteries. Oh, starring me, Robert Loggia.
I'd watch that show.
Yeah, I'd be up for it.
It would have to be a cartoon, though.
Terry, I think it was the guy that ran the hotel the whole time.
And by the way, like 10 minutes before, so like the kid is sleeping soundly at the open window with cars rushing by.
Yeah. Zodi creeping up.
Zodi's coming. Uh-huh. 10 minutes before this kid ran into oncoming traffic.
Oh, that's right. He tries to escape the kidnapping.
To escape Stallone.
It's awesome.
Have you been in a car with Sylvester Stallone? Like, honestly. 5 minutes in, you will run into oncoming traffic.
But there is no escape. You'll find you.
You'll find that the doors have been locked. It's like a cop car. Candy cane.
Actually, Stallone, he doesn't break. He's like not emotional in this movie at all. He's like always at an even tone. He might be the Zodi.
Oh, that might be it.
Fucking twist ending, dude. That is genius.
That's why they broke up. She found the fucking outfit.
Shit, yeah.
She found the outfit and all the cryptology gear in the bag.
And that's why he won't tell the kid why he left.
Exactly.
That makes total sense.
This is
why don't
together
you
nicely.
Ask the San Francisco Examiner why I had to leave? Oh, man, Vallejo, been there.
For what?
Nothing.
In the back of the truck, it's just a bunch of code books.
Yes!
This is how you pass the time on the road. Teach yourself cryptography.
But it's great because they're driving. This is a cabin. Great call on this. The kid is, he's a little sick genius, though. He's like, oh, can you pull over? I'm going to be ill. And he's like, I don't want to puke in this cab. And he pulls over, and the kid darts right out of this car. And he's like, oh, six lanes of traffic? That's way better than hanging with Sylvester Stallone.
In his Pee Wee Herman car.
Yeah, it's awesome. He's got all sorts of doohickeys and gadgets in it.
He's got a weight system. He's exercising while driving. That's great.
Multitasking.
For the most fatal job in America. And he's just like,
wait, what? Arm wrestling?
Yes.
They're truckers, man. They lose their lives.
9,000 a year, Eric.
Really?
Yes. I don't know.
Are you collecting them or something?
The latest
dead one on the side of the highway.
The latest data is in on the trucker fatalities. Time to update my journal. Chris Cabot.
Time to get on the road.
So props to that stunt guy. It's a little person playing the kid running across like six lanes of traffic. Couple of close calls. Close, like Dustin Hoffman-esque. I'm walking here. Close calls. Pretty great.
You think it was Dustin Hoffman? He's a little guy.
I think it was.
Yeah, he could have got tricked into this. Sorry, what were you saying?
No, I don't know. So we're cutting between, you know, it's like Robert Loggia like chewing out his dying daughter because she like let her, you know, the son go with him, you know.
Where do you get heart disease, you stupid loser daughter? No daughter of mine dies.
So, yeah, we're cutting between that. And then like the next day, like the kid and the father are kind of bonding. So the second you have goodwill, you better trick your kid into arm wrestling, right? Like immediately, like he's like, he gives him an inch. He's like, you know, Dad, that was a really nice breakfast. He's like, hey, you want to arm wrestle weird kids in the arcade?
Oh man, there's so much that's wrong about this too.
He goes up to a little kid. He's like, hey, kid, you like arm wrestling?
Yeah, that's weird. I love it.
But that's what's weirder though is the kid's like, fuck yeah, loser.
For money, sure.
Oh yeah, only for money, fuck face adult.
He's this weird, like, Budnick looking kid.
He looks like Bobby Budnick. Yeah, Terminator 2's Bobby Budnick. Danny, whatever that kid's name
is. He also said the kid from The Wizard with the power glove a little bit. Like, he's got,
That weirdo?
Yeah, he's got.
I heard he's a criminal.
Lucas,
thank you.
Lucas, yeah, he's a criminal now.
Oh, that's right. He had his own troubles.
Yes, he had a lot of troubles.
It's like. It's the kind of troubles you don't feel bad for them for. Let's just leave it at that, Lucas.
It's not tax evasion. You're not like, oh, man.
Yeah,
oh,
right. Man, I was like, Wesley Snipes.
Yeah. Oh, did we make this intro?
We did,
I can't even hear you down there.
One of his friends there looks like he's like 35.
Yeah.
There's just an old little kid there. I don't know if that's like a desert thing or.
Well, that's like.
Wait, what happens in the desert? What,
like the hills have eyes? Like,
yeah, dude. Radiation.
Maybe. Radiation.
Grew up next to a blast site.
They were blasting shit all the time. And then it's also. I don't know. It's arid. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, they're all drying out.
Oh, shit. Pluto's arm wrestling again. Oh, great. That's what they're like. Pluto and Mars and hills have eyes, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Anybody?
Don't,
nobody. Wow. No.
Sad.
I didn't even know they had names. There was like Hillbilly 1, Hillbilly 2.
No, they had names.
Incestuous Hillbilly 1. Yeah,
those are classic characters.
They were named after planets?
Yeah, it was like Pluto and something or
Saturn.
Other.
Saturn. I'm surprised they know all these
Uranus?
Planets.
Uranus?
Yeah, I think there's a Uranus.
There would almost have to be.
So he's like, all right, little kid, you just started to like me. Now I'm going to humiliate you in front of strangers by forcing you to arm wrestle.
Loudly, it's, by the way.
Yeah,
it's but not this, like just a little deal. He's like, quiet? Hey, everybody, we're arm wrestling.
The whole diner slash arcade knows about this.
Well, that's the thing. This isn't an arm wrestling diner. It's a regular establishment where they're serving lunch. I feel like the waitress needs to be like, could you stop?
Could you not arm wrestle on our pinball machine?
It's definitely not that kind of diner. You want to go up two clicks up. That's where that is.
We've got senior citizens trying to eat cottage cheese here.
Too late, lady. The challenge has been dropped. We're going to do this.
We're fighting all these senior citizens.
So the little kid arm wrestles this like slightly larger little kid.
Next to the old little kid.
But not like the catcher's mitt face kid. That's another one.
No. Yes.
That's just one of the goblins that's like, yeah, yeah. It's like an NPC in a street fight. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah. That's how you cheer.
That costs thousands of dollars to animate in 1991.
Oh, yeah, so many monies.
So the kid loses. By the way, there's money on the table. It's 10-1 odds in favor of the older kid.
Sure.
And so Stallone says it's the best 2 out of 3 is the idea.
Yeah.
So the son loses
which
the first time.
Which you can't
time.
Do. Like, also, when you're gambling, you can't like lose and then be like, best 2 out of 3. Like, no fucking way, dude.
No. Well, he sets that up in advance, though.
Oh, does it's he? All right. Yeah. Scam. Okay.
Dude, this is not his first rodeo.
Okay.
Or arm wrestling tournament.
Worst case scenario, he could just kill that kid.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
That is always the worst case scenario.
Dude.
He is the Zodiac.
Yeah, that's right.
It's the desert, man. Nobody knows what's going
People
on out
go
there.
Missing all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this kid, the son loses once, and he runs out into the parking lot crying, mm-hmm. which is great. And Stallone's trying to give him a pep talk, and it's all this bullshit, like, you know, nothing's over until it's over, even if you lose, as long as you lose like a winner. And this kid's like, fuck you.
Well, the best thing is he's like, if you walk away now, you'll regret it for the rest of your life.
And I'm like, this isn't a challenge that the world dealt him. You did this. I'm going to hate you for the rest of my life. That's why that's going to, which I've already been doing, by the way.
Yeah. Also, I know he's going to become a professional arm wrestler eventually.
Sure.
But if he wasn't, he's going to become one of these assholes who just randomly asks people at bars, hey, you want to arm wrestle? Wait,
like the Zodiac killer.
Did you just describe a professional arm wrestler?
I did. I'm sure a lot of them are just nice, wholesome people.
Sure.
They just love arm wrestling.
Just want to show off their biceps a bit.
Which is weird.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So he convinces him to come back in, and then this son fucking lays waste to this guy.
Well, he learns the Hawk family tradition, by the way, which is you gotta turn that hat all the way around.
That's right.
You pull down your Zodi hood.
Oh my god, do you think Lincoln Hawk is related to Hudson Hawk?
Oh.
I want that sequel. Blood Brothers. Oh, they're Blood Brothers.
Younger brother Hudson Hawk.
Yes.
That would be pretty cool, mm-hmm. man. What's the deal with Leonardo da Vinci in that movie?
They were stealing his stuff.
Hey, give me back of my stuff!
Get it back here with my idea for a bicycle! That's all so stupid.
Come back here, Snickers, or whatever other candy bar villain you are.
Oh, right.
He invented Kit Kat. Snickers? That da Vinci was amazing.
Why? Wait! I call it a nougat.
That had to have been an accidental discovery, right?
What, the nougat?
Yeah. Someone was like, oh, fuck, what is this? Better eat it. That's what we do with inventions as human beings, right? It's like, can I shoot it, can I fuck it, or can I eat it?
In that order.
Yeah. So this kid is disgraced. They call the mother. In several scenes of, like, the mother going in, like, various states of just dying.
Yes.
Like, first she's standing during a phone call, then she's in a chair that's by a hospital bed, but the hospital bed is still made.
There's an Undertaker, like, measuring her.
There's a Mel Brooks movie?
Yeah!
Or Back to the Future 3.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, we gotta deliver some brute. good luck, get well soon.
And it's awesome because he's encouraging this kid to, like, lie to the mother. He's like, hey, Ma, I beat this kid who was, like, a little taller than me. And he's like,
bigger.
Kind of taller than me. Mommy was a monster. And he's like,
Mommy, I arm wrestled Jeff Goldblum.
I'm going to fuck this kid up. I'm going to fuck him up. I'm going to fuck him up. And you package it. You sell it. So then he's like, this is great. He's like, let me talk to your mother. So he gets on the horn, and then this kid goes out in the parking lot, and he's doing this in the parking lot. And it's one of the greatest, unintentionally hilarious visual gags in this movie, because this kid's doing this, and Stallone's on the phone, and
he's like, yeah, so, like, how long you got? A couple hours? Where's the blood coming out of now?
Are they going to pull the plug, or what?
So did they give you a whole box of pills, or are they giving you, because I could take them off you.
Oh, yeah, he sells pills. And while he's talking on the phone outside, it doesn't cut outside, it stays with Stallone, which is why it's funny. This kid just silently gets scooped up by kidnappers. Oh, it's awesome.
So Robert Loggia hates Lincoln Hawk so much that he will hire vagrants off the street.
Yes.
And put them in a life or death situation. If the cops get involved, they might have to put this kid down. They don't know.
They don't know. They don't know what the situation
you're putting
is.
Putting this kid's life in the hands of weirdos. Anyone who's willing to kidnap a kid for money's not a cool dude.
Not at all?
No.
And so in this movie about professional arm wrestling, we have like a pretty breakneck truck chase.
Sure.
Truck on truck chase.
I would say the best one since Beverly Hills Cop.
That's a good truck chase. Someone whistled for it.
Thank you.
And then like without any police involvement at all, there's a massive car accident in a junkyard. And everybody walks away. Like, the kidnappers just run away. He's like, get out of here and tell Robert Lozier nobody kidnaps my kid but me.
We don't know who that is. And they're just running away. Like, they're just random kidnappers.
Or if they were hired by Lozier, maybe they'll be like, we'll just find some other kid that looks enough like
him. Mail it back to him piece by piece.
Zody, man.
Yeah.
He was a playful fella. But how do you, as Sylvester Stallone, trying to turn your life around, trying to get like your life back with your kid, how do you not call the police at that very moment?
Yeah.
You're like, my son was just kidnapped by these two people. They left the truck that they drove in, so here's a license plate, maybe.
Yeah, there is no harm, no foul kidnapping. Like, once your kid gets put in another car, it's a legal matter.
No. They had him for under 5 minutes. They get to just walk away. This doesn't count. Mulligan. Kidnapping Mulligan.
Oh, that's right. They did yell, my bad, as they ran away. So they're fine. They're good.
Wrong kid.
you like that? Wrong kid.
Nobody who kidnaps children would ever lie to me.
Can we talk briefly about how Lincoln Hawk or Hawks or whatever the fuck
yeah.
Teaches this kid how to drive a truck on the first try?
Well, this is...
Yeah.
This is to break up this kid berating him for possibly not knowing how to read. Which is never confirmed nor denied one way or another.
To be fair, yes, but he's, like, really digging into this dude, and he's like, you know, I read somewhere that truckers, they have the intelligence level of, like, a 12 or 13, maybe 14-year-old child. And he's like, keep talking, shithead. He keeps so cool in this movie, which is why he might be the Zodiac.
You know, I wrote Rocky, right? You need to know how to read to write Rocky.
You know, I wrote all those collages to the newspaper.
I'm a sick code writer.
That is like 28th grade reading level when you can cryptography yourself.
No, fine. Find me a 13-year-old who can do a cipher. No, fine. Let's just find him.
They had scientists trying to catch me.
So, yeah.
He puts him in the wheel. Yeah, he drives the truck.
He's like, oh, Mikey's doing a good job. Look out for Mikey, everybody. Am I done yet? Is that cut, Mannheim?
This is what's stupid about that, though. The kid turns the tables on him because the whole point of this, he wants to see the kid fail. He's like, you think my job's so easy? Let's see you do it. And the kid gets it instantly. And Stallone's
suddenly
like, oh, fuck.
They're ahead of schedule. They deliver the brute.
Not a drop spilled. Yeah, every drop of brute is delivered to the mafia.
Yeah. They pick up the load of human trafficking that they were supposed to do, and they're on their way.
Oh, it's like the end of Crash, you think?
Yeah.
Oh, they get pulled over, and Ludacris opens the back of that truck. There's all these kids inside there.
Sure.
That movie's dumb.
Yeah, sure.
I would say that's correct.
I was just thinking, remember the part in that movie where that kid tells his dad that he's got like a magic blanket?
Uh-huh.
And then the kid thinks the magic blanket works when he gets shot, but it's actually blank bullets.
Oh. And yeah. Then Elias Koteas has an orgasm.
Oh, dude, there we go again, mixing up crashes.
Oh, that's the Cronenberg crash.
That's the Cronenberg crash. Okay. Nobody's
natural
fucking
mistake.
Leg wounds in this movie.
I always want to see Casey Jones have a three-way.
Yeah, dude, right?
It's good.
So they get to this hospital, and that lady's dead.
Well, because the brute needed to go where it needed to go.
Which, after all this talk with the brute, by the way, why don't we see that handoff? Like, what does that delivery look like?
Oh, shit, I spilt it all over the highway.
And like 12 seagulls die immediately.
Cars just explode.
Yeah,
like drop from space.
Yeah, you can pick it up. Just follow the trail of dead.
So he waltzes into this hotel hospital dressed nicely again. By the way, this is his hospital attire, and he goes up and he's like, "Would love to see Maria Hawk." And the lady's like, you better talk to a doctor. And he's like, oh, all right. No, nothing weird about that. Yeah, let's talk to the doctor.
Oh, we got to sign her out. Okay. Good.
This woman's just like, okay, here's the doctor. I'm so sorry. He's like, what's up, doc? And this dude's just like, yeah, she died on the table. And he's like, oh, here's a whole other slew of problems I got to deal with this kid about now.
So the kid winds up going back to Loja's house because he's really mad. He's
it's
like,
a real crying fit.
Well, yeah, because, you know, your dad decided to deliver cologne as opposed to bring you back to your dying mother.
Right, and that's what this kid is just like, that delivery was so important to you, I could have flown a private jet that Robert Loja would have paid for. We would have been here days ago, you selfish fuck.
That's all correct. But I love you. I wrote you every day for like 100 days. You didn't get none of them letters or what?
So in Loja's house, and like Loja's trying to like mount this court case, and he's got this lawyer who's like, I've looked through every court case in the last 100 years, and there's no way you could legally get this kid from his dad.
That's right, Mr. Loja. We've looked through every court case over the past 100 years where a deadbeat professional wrestler, arm wrestler, was trying to get custody of his son back. And there's nothing.
Wow, not even 1887.
When arm wrestling was invented.
It's Doc, he's in the Old West and he's arm wrestling.
Shot in the back. Over a matter of 50 arm wrestles. 50 arm wrestles, what does that mean? You fucking idiot.
So he's like, my kid doesn't respect me. The only way that he will is if I commit a violent crime against this house.
But he has every legal leg to stand on.
Yes.
There is no movie here.
Yes.
Call up a lawyer and be like, hey, man, here's the deal. Uh-huh. Go please get my son from this millionaire.
But is that what a real American man would do? Or would he?
No. Yeah. No.
Would he?
He would commit crimes.
Drive a truck through a gate, up into a house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But he doesn't know if Robert Loja and fucking this kid are playing fucking chutes and ladders right by the stairs. And he just like plows through and kills them both.
I always love to play chutes and ladders in the foyer. Loja loves saying words like foyer and Jew.
What?
Loja.
It could be true.
He wasn't a nice man.
Unconfirmed one way or another.
He got fired from Sopranos because he couldn't remember his lines.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you guys love Robert Loja?
He's a sweet old man.
We love those orange juice commercials. Yay!
Yeah. Were you in Independence Day?
No.
All right.
Were you in Independence Day Resurgence?
No, and he barely was either.
He was like a stuffed puppet on that side.
They put a yardstick under his shirt and propped him up in a chair because he was dead.
No, he was still alive.
No, well, technically he was dead, but he was still alive.
Yeah. Okay.
Actually, Robert Loja has the best move in that Independence Day sequel because he's the only one that's smart enough to just shut up and not say anything. Everyone else is like, yeah, there's a movie here. And Loja was just like,
But I don't put it out of Roland Emmerich's grasp that his whole direction to him was stare.
You're traumatized by the events of the first film. You're just staring into nothing.
Are you my grandson?
Yeah, I am. Your grandson, Roland Emmerich. Hello, Grandpa Loja. We are making a movie.
Get away from that arm wrestler, kid.
So he gets immediately arrested. Like, Terry Funk funks him up a little bit.
Oh, yeah. See, wouldn't it have been better, too, if, like Stallone and Terry Funk's characters were, like, buddies?
Oh.
And he's like, sorry, I gotta do this, Sly. And throws him down the stairs.
I will say, he's got, like, two lines in this movie, and he blows them both.
He takes a fall through a door later on, nails it.
Yes.
Saying a slight variation on the same sentence twice fucks it up.
Mr. Cutler wants to talk to you. It is you who Mr. Cutler wants to talk with. Cutler, Mr. Talk, what?
We did 78 takes.
Can someone just throw me through a window or what?
Please hit me in the face with a barbed wire bat. I'm much more at home with that.
My body is my canvas.
All right, what Mannheim, what if when I say Mr., he just hits a chair over my head? That I am very comfortable with.
Every shot he's in, he's just getting hit in the face with a chair.
Stallone should have done that in this movie.
Yeah.
Like, just hit him with a chair, and then he goes through the door.
Yeah.
Right? That's pretty cool.
So there's a really long scene at the jailhouse because he gets immediately arrested. And, like, this is,
sure.
You know, it's vandalism. It's probably attempted murder. I feel like driving a truck into a house, they can get you for a lot.
That's truck slaw.
Yeah. That's...
Oh, because the truck dies too in this. Because that's it for this truck, right?
Oh no, Sam Witwicky, I've been arrested for truck slaughter. Sam Witwicky, trust me, I've been framed. Robert Loggia is out to get me, Sam Witwicky. Sam Witwicky, please wash me. Please. Have the vile stink of Link Hawk on me.
Man, he just loves saying that, right? Sam Witwicky. It's fucking great.
Wait, has anyone seen that movie yet or no?
That new one?
The new one? No.
Anybody?
No. Okay, nope. Good.
Smart. People.
Nice.
Good.
Nice.
Good audience.
Nice. Nice.
No, no, not yet.
Not yet.
It'll happen.
We'll get there.
So there's a very long scene where, like, the egghead guy goes and is like, tries to, like, get him to sign away his life or something.
No, he just got to sign away custody.
Oh, custody.
Yeah, he's a lawyer, right?
I guess so.
Sign away his life, like what? Like agree to be murdered? No, don't worry about it, Link. They'll make it look like a suicide in prison.
Just get that bed sheet there.
I don't know why it's M. Emmett Walsh. This movie could have used some M. Emmett Walsh.
He should have been in this movie somewhere,
right? He was definitely around.
He should have been like a proprietor of one of these.
Oh, yeah.
You can arm wrestle in my diner.
Oh, no, it's M. Emmett Walsh. It's M. Emmett Walsh, but he doesn't have arms anymore because he lost them during arm wrestling. Oh,
see, in this diner now, we do foot wrestling. Oh, yeah, I'll wrestle with my feet.
Call me Bobby Bunions.
Link, I miss the show, man. I miss the show. People cheering your name. The bad stale beer.
Emmett.
His name would be like Razor or something.
Yeah.
Razor Johnson.
But that's the thing, they talk about breaking arms. I don't see one gosh darn arm.
Where is a prop arm to snap?
I need to see bone shooting out of flesh. Yes.
Get me a compound fracture.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If Dante's Peak can do it, a movie about arm wrestling can totally do it.
We need stakes, you know? We need to rise them, right? We got to see blood.
And you see it early on, so you know that in the world of this movie, that's possible.
Mm-hmm.
It might happen again later in the film.
Yeah, it's Chekhov's arm break.
Oh, fell victim to Chekhov's arm break. Twice. I arm wrestled a mad Russian and lost big.
Because the guy would be named Chekhov and he breaks his arm.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's how
you guys thought we meant the writer. No. There's some deadbeat named Chekhov.
Dukes up, Captain.
A drunk Russian hobo.
Yes. So, like, he signs away custody, but his idea is, I'm going to go to Vegas, where the big show is, and sell my truck and bet on myself and then have enough money to be a father.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan.
Yeah, question mark. This part of the movie gets real dicey with the logic.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's also definitely a pre-9/11 movie because the child sneaks onto a commercial flight.
Oh, right.
Real easy, too.
Real, a little too easy, if you ask me.
What I love is, so he sells his truck, and he goes, and he's like, I want to put all my money on Lincoln Hawk. What are the odds? And somebody's like, oh, it's 20-1. And he's like, here's $10,000 on Lincoln Hawk. And the guy taking his bet goes, wow, now that's what I call gambling. Like, hey, Terry, we've told you numerous times not to say that to people. We want people to take big bets. We want to put a lot of money. We don't want to make people a little weird.
I know I've only been working here for like 2 weeks, but it just seems to me like if I see gambling, I gotta call it out. Like, that is gambling.
You know this is arm wrestling, right? I mean, $20 is fine. It's not a real sport, you know?
Proof that Vegas will take odds on anything. If you could bet $10,000 on arm wrestling.
The guy who runs this championship just put down $200.
Now that's what I call Gambling Six, featuring poker. Blackjack.
Poker with sunglasses on.
Arm wrestling.
Bobsledding, for some reason.
They will take numbers on bobsledding, just you watch.
They will.
They take money on like what the coin flip will be at the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, now that's what I call gambling. That's what that dude meant when he said it to Sylvester
Terry,
Stallone.
Please, we're trying to take bets for the Super Bowl.
Like, it's dangerous and it's fucking stupid. Now that's what I call gambling.
So we get to the arm wrestling tournament, which is a delight. Which, by the way, when Sylvester Stallone saw the movie, he said that he didn't like it. If he directed it, he would have made the, and I quote, the arm wrestling tournament more ominous? Which I guess like robed figures would be there.
Oh yeah, it's like an Eyes Wide Shut orgy situation, right?
Yeah.
Like you got hoods, much like Zodi, right? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Just black bags
oh,
over
shit.
Your head.
You get infiltrated.
Yeah, nice. Dude, you get in there.
Nice.
Inside that tournament.
I would have had Sidney Pollack play the arm wrestling guy, Bob Bull Hurley.
You guys gotta watch Eyes Wide Shut. That was a great joke.
Was it though?
Dude, I don't know, man. Anytime you can rope Sidney Pollack into a conversation, I'm all right with it. But actually, I think more ominous would probably be like some arm breaks.
He's
yes.
like, where are these fucking arm breaks, Menachem? Come on. Break an arm or two. You got the budget?
Well, here's where we get a lot of the product placement, because Duracell
yep.
has game in this for some reason.
Alka-Seltzer, unsurprisingly.
It's hosted at a Hilton, somehow.
Speaking of somehow, how did Preparation H dodge this?
Oh, yes.
I think that's what Sport Cream turned into. I don't like,
oh, there's before, a sport cream.
There's some guy wearing a tank top that just says Sport Cream. Which was like the subject of like 3 class action lawsuits the next year.
Oh, like, oh, Sport Cream, that's off the market.
Everyone's hair was falling out.
If you were lucky, that's all that happened.
That's how I got the cancer in my arm.
Arm cancer. Thanks,
but he killed his
cream.
Own wife. He's like, I'll fix you with Sport Cream. And then she died.
Oh, just like a little bit applied like every day.
Yes.
Just on a tight schedule, and he like slowly poisoned her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
like that, a 2020 special.
And that came out. That's why he got kicked out. Get out of here with your Sport Cream. Poisoning my daughter.
There's a guy with an Alka-Seltzer t-shirt.
Yeah,
and
Alka-Seltzer.
There's a guy eating Alka-Seltzer after drinking a can of Valvoline.
Yep.
The Valvoline we need to talk about, because
I think this is cheating.
There's like, I mean, clearly there's no piss test before you arm wrestle. If you're allowed to like shoot Valvoline down your throat, like.
But how is that an advantage?
I don't, yeah.
Because here, I'll tell you why. Because then your opponent, I mean, you're like face to face with these people, right? And you see that he does it right in front of Sylvester Stallone. Well, no, it's like this dude could throw up at any second.
Oh, shit.
He could start throwing up like motor oil and blood. And I'm arm wrestling him, so we're up real close. I don't want to get blood and motor oil on
man,
my face.
The time bomb.
Classic, yeah.
Classic move, man.
That's his arm wrestling name, time bomb?
Yeah. Dude.
When's it going to go off? It's going to go off.
We have some great arm wrestling names here that I wrote down.
Oh, please.
So we have John Grizzly, and he's the guy wearing Sport Cream and drinking motor oil.
Well, it turns into Best in Show at the end. There's
yes.
like this little documentary out of nowhere. And I'm like, what are we talking about? This was not the narrative I was watching.
No, we cut to these interviews, these doc things. It's like the testimonials in The Last Waltz. It's like we're in like a quiet room with like brown wood paneling. Everyone has trucker hats on. Levon Helm's playing pool in the background with Rick Danko. And they're just giving these testimonials about like what is important to them about arm wrestling. So you got Mad Dog Madison, Harry Bosco, that's the dude with Alka-Seltzer, Carl Adams, kind of plain.
Sure.
Our hero, Lincoln Hawk, and then Bull Hurley. These are some legends.
Bull Hurley says, what I do is I drive trucks, I break arms, and I arm wrestle. That's a life. That's
put
a
it
life.
On my tombstone.
And we only see him do one of those things.
Yeah, that's true.
Sucks.
You never see him in a truck.
I would add sweat to that list.
Yes. Oh, big time.
This guy's got the pork sweats. 24/7.
Better than the motor oil sweats, my friend.
Everyone's glistening in this. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I thought there was a lot of shea butter going around.
Well, there's that, and everyone's changing shirts left and right. It's like, oh, God, fucking burn that shit.
Well, I think, after the end of every match, it's destroyed, like, in a celebratory...
Oh,
like,
I see.
To show off your manhood.
You, like, Randy Savage that fucking tank top.
Why isn't Randy Savage in this movie?
Yes. Great question. That's a great question. Mm-hmm. Like, he must have said no.
Yeah.
No!
Due to the appearance of Terry Funk in this movie.
Not on your life! Arm wrestle? I don't think so.
Or something.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, also we find out this is being broadcast on television at the airport.
Oh, wait, only at the airport?
They cut to all of these people at an airport, like, looking up and watching this match.
An American airport?
That's like Kazakhstan or something. It's like some Soviet Republic.
Very on nice. ESPN 7.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. Way down on the dial.
Yeah, so he the kid, by the way, not doesn't just hijack a plane or whatever.
Whoa.
Well, he's
the jackal.
He stows away.
Take me to Vegas or it's your fucking head, scumbag.
But he steals a car. He steals a car and he's driving around in traffic and police officer's like, see you later, kid.
Looking good, white boy. Yeah.
Mother, I just saw a child driving down the road. How about that?
Yeah, and then he's like calling cabs and shit. I mean, like the money that this kid has just flowing.
It's that Loja money, man.
Loja money, that's what you wanted.
Here's your allowance, $1 million.
Now stay out of trouble.
Get some bubble gum.
Loja.
Graduated elementary school. Here's your first goon.
Well,
Nice. You're getting gifted goons? Absolutely.
So after elementary school, you get one goon. After high school, you get another?
I think
college?
You two.
Yeah.
Two
you
for
get
high
a young
school?
One.
Oh, a
that
young
you can
one.
Raise.
What?
Here's a young one. Raise him up. Actually, that'd be great if he gifted him Terry Funk. And Terry Funk's like, I don't know about that, Mr. Loja.
See, that's the thing. That's what it's going to be. It's all like the discarded ones from Loja. Like the ones he doesn't want anymore.
You get the broken ones.
The hand-me-downs.
The ones with more than 3 lawsuits against them.
Man, hand-me-down goons. Ooh.
Well, at this point in the movie, I literally lose count of how many trucks are up for offer because Lincoln sells his to get into the tournament. The grand prize of the tournament is like a truck at $100,000. And now Robert Loge is like, but also another truck used as currency.
And $500,000.
$500,000. That's a big deal. I would abandon that kid for $500,000 in a truck. Are you kidding me?
AKA $50 million today.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. That's 1987 money, man.
Oh, yeah. The inflation through the roof.
Like, buy a Hawaiian island with that. Something.
Something, man.
What's fucked up, though, it's pretty presumptuous that the winner of an arm wrestling tournament would want a big rig truck. Like, we're not all truckers. Carl Adams works at a library. The fuck am I gonna do with a big rig truck working at a library?
I like this beefy guy holding all these books.
That's how he got so strong.
Yeah, absolutely. I work in hardcovers.
Oh, yeah, dude. Shelving the art section.
Oh, man, forget about it.
Yeah, encyclopedias, that
way. Oh, nice.
No, who are we kidding? They're definitely all truckers.
I think that's exactly how that conversation went.
Not all truckers are arm wrestlers, but all arm wrestlers are truckers.
Hashtag not all truckers. No, hashtag yeah, probably all truckers.
So we get into this tournament, and it's like finally some fucking arm wrestling in this movie.
Then we get the Sammy Hagar great song, Winner Takes It All, which we just saw.
God damn, that's nice.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Just play a tune. That's just good old-fashioned American fart rock right there. Tequila-scented fart rock.
And yeah, we don't get any arm breaks. There's a lot of like women arm wrestling, which is cool, but we never kind of establish what that might look
no.
like or how that works. Or...
No,
we don't see like Sylvester Stallone like beating women and be like, yeah, I got you.
Fuck you, Carol, little... you had it coming.
Been going after you all season, Carol.
And I want to
hey,
be
Carol. What's your sign?
Yes, I do want to be clear. I'm at beating women at arm wrestling. Period. just modify
at
that.
Arm wrestling.
At
yeah,
arm
really
wrestling.
Hammer that home there.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of extras in this movie look like they could have done like reenactments on Unsolved Mysteries.
They probably did.
Yeah. Or been the star of their own Unsolved Mystery.
She was leaving a professional arm wrestling tournament in Las Vegas. The shadow people picked her up in a Cadillac.
Carol, the Crunchy Lebowski.
Hank Gasoline Guzzler Morris was last seen guzzling gasoline.
Update. After our broadcast on Unsolved Mysteries, our offices received a phone call immediately locating the whereabouts of Gas Guzzler himself.
And then it's just like a little undercard, and it's like he's doing life in prison. Those are always the best when they get him. Yeah, you're like, yeah, Stack, you did it.
Somebody helped solve a mystery. That was great.
That's me watching Unsolved Mysteries like in the middle of the night, man. I'm like, yeah, Stack!
Man, that's such a creepy show, man. Do you
yeah,
think,
dude.
Do you think all the people Stack caught are like his servants in the afterlife?
You're working for me now, big boy.
In hell.
Oh, yeah, definitely hell.
100% yeah. In Unsolved Mystery hell.
Maybe horse hell, but...
Definitely horse hell, yeah. I'm sure he abused a horse or two in his day.
Yeah, he's ridden a horse.
So we start building up to it. The kid finally gets the arm wrestling competition. He's like digging underneath the stanchion, which is disgusting.
Oh, yeah. Good luck with all the sweat and beer under there, kid. Getting all over your knees and elbows. Ew. You really got to want this dude to be your dad if you're crawling around under there.
And like the stakes are very ambiguous, like because like Robert Loggia is like, I will never give you this kid. And he's like, but what if I win the big match? And it's like, well, no. Yeah, no, that's great, but no.
There are no stakes in this movie. There's like presumed stakes.
Yes.
But there's no real stakes.
Well, the last challenge is the guy comes out that's like fake Michael Buffer guy. Like, do you really need to wear a tuxedo if you're fucking emceeing an arm wrestling event?
Yes, you do, yes. God damn it.
I feel like...
You're a professional sports announcer.
Pressed jeans are fine.
Tucked in t-shirt.
Yes.
All right,
yeah.
Fine, maybe not a tuxedo, but you definitely have to have a tucked in t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And a belt with a buckle on it.
And we explain many times, because it's a movie about arm wrestling, that it's a double elimination. We explain what that means, how many times you might lose.
This guy's awesome. He's like, may I remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that this tournament is double elimination. That means you have to lose not once, but twice. That means your hand hits the pad not once, but twice. Double elimination.
That means when Stallone loses, he doesn't really lose.
Yeah.
Don't leave the theater, please.
Oh, this is bullshit! I can't believe it! They're pulling Rocky One on me again!
Oh, man. Step down, Rocky One. Sure.
That'd be great if he lost this one and there was a sequel to Over the Top where he beat Bill Hurley, you know? And then, like, in the third one, Bill Hurley trains him for some reason.
Right, and they're, like, hanging out on the beach, see, jumping around.
And then the fourth one, Bill Hurley gets murdered by Ivan Drago.
Yeah!
And then Bull Hurley's son is trained in a Creed-esque match?
Yes, yes.
All of this makes total sense and sounds like a great idea. So, I mean, whatever, man.
Instead of you go Rambo with it, right? And the next one, he just starts killing people.
Oh, that could be.
I mean, he was doing that behind scenes on this one, too, I think.
Without question. Those are deleted scenes. That's why this movie's 93 minutes long. I mean, whatever, man. Like, he wins this arm wrestling tournament. Like, that's... Robert Loggia comes in and sees what's going on. The kid kind of gives him, because he loses once and he's all like, that kind of long-faced. Not the other one from before, right. But the one that you thought I was talking about before.
Yes.
Now I'm talking about it.
Yeah.
And the kid's like, what did you just tell me 2 days ago, you stupid bastard? Get out there and win. And he's like, you're right, kid. You're absolutely right.
The best part is in his documentary part, he's like, well, it's kind of weird. Like, when my cap is facing this way, I'm one person. But when I turn it around, I turn into a killing machine.
Dude, he says it's like flipping a switch. He's like, once I do this, I'm certifiably insane.
I only see red.
I'll wrestle any arm in the room.
We get great lines like, I'm going to break your shitting arm, which
is
really good.
You don't got a prayer heart.
Oh, yeah.
You're in for a world of hurt, little man.
Also, Bull Hurley totally cheats because he's like, they're getting ready to do it.
Yeah.
And they're getting ready to wrestle. I don't know. Throw down.
Yeah.
And he fucking headbutts him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And this referee, out of like the 15 referees that are in this circle.
So many referees.
Nobody says shit. And Stallone's like bleeding profusely. It's like bad, like WWF, like ring people that are like, I didn't see anything. What happened? But we hit him in the face with a fucking chair. I didn't see it.
I feel like you need either one referee or zero referees. You do not need like 15. Like they're circling it.
And then their hands slip, and then like they tie them together with this leather thing.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I thought it was about to turn into like a knife fight. Pretty cool.
That'd be a better movie, man.
Yeah, dude. Just like a West Side Story knife fight?
Yeah. Knife fighting around the Southwest.
Ah, that's definitely a Canon picture somewhere. Look through that catalog, man. I don't know. It's somewhere.
So he wins, and Robert Loggia's like, well, I guess I forfeit custody.
It's amazing.
Goodbye, movie.
He sees the... he sees him, like, hugging the boy, and he's like, well, I have been a bit of a bastard after all. And he, like smiles, just, like, nodding his head, like, I was wrong, and just leaves. He goes to the end of Movie Town.
This week I lost my daughter, my grandson,
my foyer,
my Terrence Funk,
my best goon.
Oh, is Terry Funk confirmed dead after that door throw?
I think he's dead, yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
It's like a Home at the End of the World. He goes through the glass thing and he just dies.
Yeah,
you don't have to watch that movie. Yeah. That one guy did, but it's fine. There's a dead teenager in that movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fun.
Yeah.
So at the end of the movie, they're going to start a corporation, and I'm not sure if it's a arm wrestling corporation or a trucking corporation?
It's a bit of both.
Oh, I see.
Dude, I think it's a traveling arm wrestling circuit.
Oh, I see.
Where you're arm wrestling like in the back of the truck.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Right? They call it a freak show.
That's right.
Yes. And the kid's going to be like eating the heads off stuff. Like, where do they do that?
Like a chicken?
Chicken, yeah, right? Yeah. That's what the geeks did, right?
Yeah.
That's, they call them geeks?
They call them geeks back
then. Show.
All right.
Well, that's the best part, is like this kid is giving his life up to be a trucker / arm wrestler at 12. Like, you know what, dude? Like, hit puberty, graduate high school, then decide to be who you want to be.
If you graduate high school and afterwards you still want to sleep in a truck, then you can be a truck driver.
Exactly.
But until then, young man, back to military school.
I don't know, graduating high school is a lot of responsibility. He's going to have to raise a young goon.
All right, young man, you're not under my roof anymore. Give me back all your goons.
We should mention, by the way, that he wins by going over the top.
He does go over the top.
It's like the whole thing.
Yes.
Which is some sort of like finger maneuver.
Yeah.
You get that hand around a different way.
Yeah, you start fingering them.
Yeah, no, you know what? I think you're totally right.
Yes.
Did that happen in Fist?
It's been a while since I've seen F.I.S.T., which is how I'm going to refer to that movie from now on.
Smart move.
Yeah. I was just thinking of, like, Fist sequels in my head.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fist 2.
I mean, still stuffing. That's the only one. I mean, I thought Fist 2, still stuffing. That's like,
Fist 3, emergency room.
It picks up right where the last one left off. Poor Mr. Hands. Yep. So that's that movie, man.
So
that movie's
is there a stinger? Does he like? Does he take the Infinity Glove from Thanos and arm wrestle him? Is that how that works?
Yeah.
He pulls it off of Bull Hurley's dead hand and puts it on. Like, yeah. And it becomes his Guardians of the Galaxy 2 character.
That's pretty cool.
That's a movie where he's kind of doing nothing.
He doesn't even know he's in that movie.
No, he got tricked.
I would. You'd be like, oh, what movie were you in this summer? I was in the Galaxy Guardian, the second one.
The one Kurt's in.
The Guardian Galaxy. What did you say?
No, the Guardian Galaxy. Like, he doesn't know the shit.
Oh, dude,
about,
the Guardian Galaxy. That's like the ripoff thing they put on like Sci-Fi Channel.
Hell yes.
Would anybody recommend this? this movie?
I would. It's a strong recommend. It's a lot of fun, man.
Yeah?
It's an 80s cheese, sweaty nonsense.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's fantastic.
It is.
Beautiful.
Any canon film gets a recommend.
Yeah. It's a free fucking pass.
You just have to do it.
It's a free pass. They spent 25 years making garbage, and it's all awesome. This movie is so great. You can, like, smell this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they get into this, like, Beverly or this Las Vegas Hilton. You can smell that tournament.
Oh, yeah.
Which is awesome.
It's dirty.
Just a lot of stale beer everywhere.
Oh, absolutely.
Smells like Brute.
Somebody knows.
How is Brute not a sponsor? How is Brute not a sponsor of that tournament?
Well, because he fucked it all up. He was driving all the Brute, and they're like, fuck that guy. He crashed it on the side of the road.
It was Brute for the tournament, like free samples.
Who's bringing the Brute? Link's got the Brute.
Link's got the Brute. That's party Brute. A party-sized Brute? It's for everyone at this party. Drink. For everyone at this Keys party.
Nice.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's Kevin right. Klein in The Ice Storm is definitely wearing Brute.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, without question. I think, like, Ang Lee stipulated, like, in real life, like, the actors had to wear Brute on the set of that movie.
Everyone's got a Brute rash.
So that is Over the Top, ladies and gentlemen.
You may, on your way in, have seen a really cool poster that you can purchase. By the way, the man who designed that poster is here right now, I believe. Chris Walton, are you here?
Yes.
You stand up, Chris Walton.
Round of applause for Chris Walton.
Stand up, Chris Walton.
Really, there he is.
There it is.
Now you got to arm wrestle Chris Cabot.
So we got to wrap things up here, but we want to thank you guys for coming out. You were amazing. Give yourselves a round of applause. Big thanks to Mississippi Studios, of course, for having us. Mm-hmm. By the way, this is a cool town you guys have. It's our first time here. We've been having a lot of fun hanging out.
Yeah.
So before we go, though, we like to read a little internet correspondence. Because there's, like, you know, there's people that like everything, right? there's a couple of these here to send us off with. Subject line, Forget the Wannabe Movie Critics. By Tar Heel 777.
What?
Sounds correct.
That's a Tar Heel 777. Sounds like an old-time phone number.
Oh, yeah, you can dial me a Tar Heel 777.
No star rating. Which is unfortunate.
Bullshit.
Some love this movie. I do.
Some love this movie, including me.
I love the soundtrack. I think Tar Heel 777 is indeed Sammy Hagar. Tequila Fan 69 says, you'll see a million posts from critics on here who will look down their nose at this flick. Which you did not.
I did not.
No, your nose was right up.
Out of it.
Do you like a movie?
Yes, I do.
Watch it! Forget what these morons say about bad cinematography, etc.
There's a lot in that etc.
Movie makers create films for one reason. Viewers' pleasure. Parentheses. Which brings money.
That's why they made Fist.
So there's a whole box set of those, man. The money just kept coming in, hand over fist. Great 80s movie. Period.
Signed, fuck David Lee Roth, 77.
Fuck Diamond Dave at AOL.com. All right, so here's another one. I really like this one. Subject line, very inspiring. 10 out of 10 stars. Naturally. By Nikolai. Oh, he listed his email address.
We'll give it to you in a minute.
See
it's
me
public,
after the show.
Man. I mean, it's public.
I find every movie of Sylvester Stallone very inspiring, no matter what the critics may say. Maybe because he's the brightest example of a man who reached so much in his life. I am not a truck driver. I am a judge. What?
Wait, now, are we talking like beauty pageant judge? You know.
What, did Gorsuch write this?
Yeah.
Well, this was one of his decisions.
But I can tell right after the first few minutes of the film how much Mr. Stallone got into his character.
Wow, it's like he's writing for the New York Times, Mr. Stallone.
I know, right? It's so formal. He is even driving with the gestures of a real truck driver. How does he know he's a judge?
Before I was on the bench, I was in the rig.
I think it takes too much to be an actor of his value. I don't know. I didn't write it. It was Nikolai.
Judge Nikolai.
Welcome back to Judge Nikolai. And UPN.
Specializes in truck law.
And pregnancy tests. Always pregnancy tests.
Often those two cases smash head on. Ba-da-bop.
Theme song by David Lee Roth? Totally.
Then that'd be boodle-bop.
Doodle-da, boodle-bop-dee. Actor of his value. To go deep into his character and to drive a huge truck. So he's saying his method? Like he's actually driving this truck in this movie?
Maybe.
I don't think so. And again, there comes the idea of physical strength and stamina. Which I find very interesting. Not drugs, bad language, and manners. Training the body and the mind. Sylvester Stallone is one of my inspirations to deal with sports. And I have done it for over a decade now. We are We Hate Movies Portland. Thanks so much for coming out. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Thank you.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.